Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. If you didn't hear that, once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. And, you know, I want you to social network with me. But if you're afraid also to give me a call, feel free to hit me up like my beautiful correspondent. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, hit me up. SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com. And, hell, if you're social networking, got a Facebook page, go to the Smooth Drama Facebook page, ask to jump in our Facebook group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. And, you know, if you want to just add me, whatever social media that you got going on, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me, I got you. And we can talk a taste on it, because I'm a nice guy like that. Anyway, speaking of not being a nice guy, I try not to talk about him, but he kind of sort of makes it happen. What's up with your boy Donald Trump? I mean, this dude didn't even last 2 weeks. He fired Scaramucci. It's like two weeks. He's like, I can't even get a second paycheck, dog. I'm out after 2 weeks. I mean, he take that reality show stuff very, very seriously, apparently. Because, I mean, it's like it's a game. He goes through staffers like nothing. Like nothing. It's like, oh, somebody else got I thought it was a game. Like, oh, what, he fired somebody else? It's like if they ain't quitting, they just, you know, you're fired. That's it. And the funny thing about him is, and it's hilarious how when they were asking him about Russia and the hacking and all this other stuff, and he said, and I quote, "Why y'all not looking into Hillary Clinton?" I'm sitting up here like, hold on a second. You won. Why are we even talking about Hillary Clinton? You won. I can see if she had won, and you know, he's like, yeah, some bullshit. I should have won. But when you say there was cheating, when it's alleged that there's cheating, and you say y'all should be looking at the loser, and folks, at this point, I don't even know no more. It's at a ridiculous level. Not that it wasn't ridiculous from the start, but where are we at now? I mean, preposterous. I mean, we can just keep saying stupendous. I mean, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Do shit. Got that. Not do shit. I mean, it's just bad. And it's promising to get worse. I mean, after that, homie, when we started talking about the grabbing pussy, it's like, you probably liked him better when he was talking about grabbing pussy. What do you think about it? After all the stuff that he's alleged and done, and I mean, we ain't even in the year yet. We ain't even in the year yet. You know he gonna do something. Now, when it happens, people gonna be like the pussy. They gonna be longing for the days when he was talking about grabbing pussy. And speaking of grabbing pussy, well, the exact opposite of it. Bobby Valentino, y'all might know him. I don't know him because I don't believe in these kind of dudes. This dude, he got a transvestite. He has transvestite, and apparently he like got his dick sucked and was trying to like leave, like, you know, I'm done. Apparently they went to wash up or whatever, and he was like trying to get out without paying. So and there's a video of it. There's a video of it. And yo, if you have not seen the video, then you had a long day like me, and you need that laugh. That's the one. Because this dude is running around with a t-shirt on, naked, just running, trying to get away from the camera because... homie is like filming him trying to run away and not pay. And he runs into the little room, puts on shorts, and then runs out and is running down the hallway while homie is hollering and screaming, "You ain't paid me my money. I suck your dick." No, he says, it's extortion. And I was like, yeah, you know, extortion is when folks is putting out some inflammatory stuff and there's no proof of anything, whatever. But when you in the room and you doing that LL Cool J, is jingling, baby. Go ahead, baby. But it ain't your earring. You just running around trying to put your shorts on. Yeah. And I mean, at this point, it wasn't like really cared about anything Bobby V did it anyhow. So, like, you come out as gay, you might sell out your back catalog. To me, you know, because that's what's hot right now. I mean, because it's like, oh, it's another gay singer. Like, at this point, like, you know, I'll be shocked when somebody comes out as heterosexual. I keep saying it. Now's the time. You're going to come out as hetero. It is the time. But speaking of it being the time, There's one thing that's got to happen that, you know, it's starting to go. Well, it ain't starting to go. It's gone too far. There was a brother who he was sentenced to 40 years in prison for stabbing the transgender woman in Mississippi. And, you know, he pled guilty. he killed Dee Wiggum in the St. Martin hotel room. And he also going to have to serve 15 years for a robbery charge. And apparently, if he didn't take that plea, he would have got the death penalty. So apparently, what happened was there's surveillance video showing that they went into the hotel room by 8:30, and then 20 minutes later, he comes out with his shirt around his neck. And, of course, before leaving the room, he took a shower. Apparently, he stabbed the transgender, that person, the homie, 119 times. Now, I call for something different. It's unfortunate you kill somebody. And all this stuff could be avoided. On one side, If you're not a female, you know you a dude. You kind of just say it up front. Hey, I'm transgender, meaning I'm a man. I got my man part still. Most of them do. And just hey, if they want to holler, then your shit is real. Stop perpetrating. Second, for the homies out here, y'all got to do a pussy check. Now, I ain't talking that Donald Trump pussy, grab him by the pussy. Obviously, you ain't going to be like, hey, what's up? grab him and hold on to it. No, I'm just saying, you're going to have to talk about it. We're going to have some talks. Because apparently they had, they had sexual relations, meaning she sucked his dick and was like, yo, I'm transgender, which what I'm saying is that bullshit. Just say it up front. You ain't got these issues. But same time, homies out there, you hollering at the late ladies hollering at you, gotta do a pussy check. That's what it is. And a pussy check is real simple. Basically, you talking and whatnot, flirting, and hey, growing up, do you shave it? You just start talking around the pussy. You're going to have to talk around the pussy, and eventually, hey, can I see it? If somebody is reluctant, there's reluctant to show your pussy. I get that when you get to know somebody. But then there's, they talking about anal sex. Cha-ching. You know what that is. Coincidentally, ladies, I'm thinking that y'all'd appreciate it if, hello. You would appreciate it if a dude was tactful in talking about your pussy. You may not necessarily show it, but you'd be like, hey, yeah, I got a pussy. Because it's real out here. In the Bay Area, it's really real. You'll see, not that it ain't real nowhere else, but you see it and it's like, oh, yeah, that's the dude. It's like, one, it's a lot of folks that's once again perpetrating and, not trying to come out with it and say, hey, I'm a dude or I used to be a dude. Just say it and it'll be all right. Because you'll get a yes or a no. But, I asked you ladies, what y'all think? Do y'all think the fellas should ask if you had a real pussy? It's a valid question, I think, because I'm a guest for some of these women that look like dudes, whatnot, pretend like they're dudes, you probably want to know, hey, you have a real dick, or is it fake? See, and y'all be talking about R. Kelly. I'm just saying. R. Kelly got all in women because Bobby Valentino and all these other cats be hollering at the... Nah, I'm just playing. But it plays a part, you know, because a lot of these cats, they... I don't know how many times Eddie Murphy and all these other cats have been caught with transvestite, transgender in the car. Oh, I didn't know. Just saying. Show your pussies, lady. Just don't be afraid. Just pull it up like, hey, this is all vagina right here. Real honest to goodness. Vagina. Deal with it. I'm playing. No, I'm not. Anyway, I'm going on break. This is BDP. The remix for P is free.
Live and direct. Boogie Down Productions is live. Why God I dang? BGP. BGP posse.
Another time, but the girls are free. The girls are free. The girls are free. The girls are free.
came out and says, most of the people where she's from aren't traditionally attractive. You know, she's from Philly. Chocolate City, via George Clinton. So, traditionally, and hold on, and I will say her quote as she said it, so you know and understand. I don't know how I could say this without sounding fucked up, but a lot of the people where I'm from aren't traditionally attractive people, she said, unquote. Now, we know the majority of the people who are in Philadelphia are traditionally black women. Traditionally. Black women. They just aren't traditionally attractive. Now, I know folks are going to be like, well, yeah, Amber Rose is cute. She's a feminist, da 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 da. I know it'll come off the wrong way, and folks are just saying, oh, you just hating. But I've never got it. I've never looked at her and was like, yeah. Yeah. Apparently, some of y'all call her cute, whatever. And yeah, I guess she's got big booty, whatever. But I've never seen it. You know, I think she's a phenomenon of being very light skinned. That's it. Because I don't see what else she got, you know. But, hey, I could be deemed as hating. And that's fair. I get it. But I don't see it and don't care to see it. Not going to try to see it. And that's it. Speaking of what I'm not trying to see also, a couple things. Procter & Gamble has they had a commercial. I don't know if they pulled it, whatever, but I'm expecting they're going to pull it any minute now, where they're talking about, you know, the talk that supposedly we black folks got to have. We're talking about, I guess, these white kids was chasing home a black kid after they called him the N-word. And a kid, I guess, back in the 70s, not allowed to play on his baseball team. And then a black girl being told that, yeah, because somebody told her that she's cute for a black girl, but the mama's like, yes, but you're beautiful, just because. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But then Procter Gamble comes out and is like, yes, before I forget, is the black woman talking to her daughter, like, hey, make sure everything is all right, you got your paperwork, blah, 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 blah. Because I want you to come home. And, you know, conversely, a mother is talking to her son about taking your ID, make sure that you don't get in trouble also. And, you know, all those things are relevant things that black folks have to do. But, you know, and their whole thing is, you know, combating racism. I'm like, but see, Procter & Gamble, if you want to combat racism, you should talk about those white people who are perpetrating. Like, why you're not like all the white kids who are chasing after the black kid? Why you don't address them? You should not be chasing black kids and calling them the N-word. right? Or, yeah, you shouldn't be calling that black girl pretty because for a black girl. Why won't you let the black kid play? You know, why are you stopping black people who are innocent and shooting and killing them? You know, talk to the people that's doing it, that's perpetrating. Don't highlight the victims. Highlight the victims. You know, it's like putting us out there like, oh, we're begging. No, we're not begging. You know, we understand what it is. So we talk to ours. I mean, and we have a general understanding about it. How much y'all hate us. You know? I mean, there's no rational reason why except for y'all some hating ass haters. But I digress. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just saying, if Procter & Gamble wants to do something and all the other good white people, you know, you have to talk to the people who are actually perpetrating the crime. So those are the ones, and those are crimes. Those are the ones that need to be chastised and need to be talked to. The, you know, telling us what we already know, yeah, y'all hate us, you know, because you do. Because there ain't no rhyme or reason for it. Because it's not like we did something to you, enslaved you for a whole bunch of years or anything like that. It's, you just hate us just because you hate us. So it's on you, ain't on us, and to show us in the commercial and how we got to do all these things, but you don't want to talk to the people who are guilty of the perpetration of these devilish acts? Come on, it's terrible, actually. And speaking of terrible, actually, I read this and was like, "Woo!" I could not believe it. Apparently, Thailand, you know, that country that has that special tourism. And if you don't know what the special tourism is in Thailand, it's basically when you have elderly single gentlemen going to Thailand, a lot of times. By themselves, by the way. A lot of times it's for the special tourism, which is the delicacies of young men and young prostitutes, i.e. the same thing. Because sometimes they go for the young girls, but a lot of them they go for the young boys. That's the special tourism that goes on in Thailand. Anyway, there are a lot of tourists that have been going there and begging for vacation money. It's like you had the white people like, hey, you know, we need that money so we can backpack across Europe, whatever. So it got so bad that immigration officials at border checkpoints are asking the foreigners coming into the nations who are on a tourist visa to prove that they have 20,000 baht, or about $605 in U.S. currency. Because apparently, because they've taken photos of tourists begging locals for cash, and in some cases asking for illegal work, they're all over the place, and it apparently it's become a problem. Enough where they have to ask you, hey, don't come into our poor country begging for money. I mean, because it get to the point where, so now the people of Thailand, they have to pay white people to leave their country. Because you know, can't leave, so you got to pay him to leave. Like, look, y'all got to go here some money. So now it's so bad that they have to ask them if they have money before they even come in. That's horrible. Now, you know, people talk about that white privilege, whatnot. But you just don't hear that about nobody else begging, you know, so that we can travel from country to country. Vacation begging. That's... And you can't put their ass in jail because United States would hear about it and would come and invade the damn country. You know they would. Like, you know what? We're gonna blow all of Thailand up. Because, you know, they just would. Because we were built like that. Mm-mm. Nah, you're not putting white people in jail for begging. Nope. Not gonna happen. But speaking of somebody who did go to jail, you know, that heifer, Brianna Rochelle Harmon, also known as Brianna Harmon Talbot, she was indicted on 2 third-degree felony counts of tampering with physical evidence and a third-degree felony count of tampering with a government record. She's also been charged with a state jail felony count of tampering with a government record. She's the one who ran into that Denison, Texas church and told the people that she had been kidnapped and raped by 3 masked black men. And at the time, she was wearing a bra, T-shirt, and underwear, and was bloodied and looked like she had been battered. And you know, of course, what happened there. And who knows who got hurt behind that shit. You know, originally she was charged with a misdemeanor, but now they're saying that she could be punishable up to 10 years and in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. But I'm going to see. Because I don't believe it. They said that they're seeking $8,000 in restitution related to the case, but we'll see. Because them charging and saying what they're going to do, and then what actually happened, totally different story. I mean, because it's apparent that she lied. They caught her in the lie, and that she staged everything. Now, yeah. You know, just my extreme blackness. I'm like, I could say some bad stuff, but I'm not going to say it. But if you've listened to me over the years, you know I'm thinking something horrible. Something horrible should happen to her. You know, I mean, we talked about vaginal atrophy. I hope she suffers some vaginal atrophy. I mean, I actually hope she suffers a lot of vaginal atrophy. I'm just saying. You know, folks said that I was too mean when I said that I wish cancer on people like that. So, not gonna wish cancer. I'm gonna wish atrophy. Atrophy of the pussy. So you atrophy so much that Donald Trump can't even grab it. He'll be grabbing your belly button because your pussy shrank. I'm just saying. She don't deserve nothing nice. And on that note, I'm going on break. But before I go on, well, not before I'm going on break. But while I'm on break, once again, if nobody else ain't showing y'all some love, sisters, I got you. This is Black Star, brown skinned lady.
You got that good hair, too.
You like what?
I like girls with that light complexion look.
Oh, you're a moron.
I can't help it.
What, being a moron?
Yeah, that too.
The first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap.
I'm a victim.
Good hair.
Nigga, you so brainwashed. I'm a victim, brother.
A victim.
Man, I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning. Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
I'm gonna go
Don't go inside when it's bright and sunny out. Go outside. Get that extra. I know. I don't want to get darker. Yeah, you do. Global warming ain't got nothing on you. It actually looks good on you. And the fact that you got that melanin running through your pretty skin, you ain't got to worry about all that other foolishness that some folks have to worry about. Global warming, not your issue. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I know I might have scared some of y'all from calling. You know, y'all saw how I did Bubba and some of these other cats that be calling in talking foolishness, but I only diss the people who have stupid stuff to say. I ain't gonna diss you because you got smart stuff to say. Just them other folks. I can't have it. And speaking of what you can't have, and talking about brown skin lady, Jemele Hill, you know, from ESPN, she got suspended. Why did she get suspended, you may ask? Well, she had the nerve to agree with Colin Kaepernick when he said, oh, cops are like slave patrol. You know, and I mean, and here is her quote. The Ravens signed a dude who quit football to be a realtor and played in two games in college over a Super Bowl quarterback, she tweeted. I feel like it's been forgotten that he basically called all cops slave patrol a month ago. I mean, that's pretty inflammatory, responded Nathaniel Johnson. You know, and so, you know, she says, hey, well, the comparison of police to slave patrol was inflammatory, but historically accurate. Overseer, officer, that's what the overseer did. They protect rich people's property, which is what the cops do. Protect rich people's property. I mean, because if you call them, you'll get shot. If they call them, somebody get arrested and get shot. I don't know. But yeah, she got suspended for that. So, what happens? Groundhog Day happens.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is the Groundhog Day? I mean, it was a whole lot of Groundhog Day that happened. First, after she called them slave patrol, there was a police officer who been placed on non-contact status, i.e. Paid vacation, for wearing a shirt with white supremacist It had white slave. It had white supremacist stuff on it. Basically, it was one of those shirts that said, "Let me see that waistband, Joe." And you know, it's basically like stop is white in Ku Klux Klan, white supremacy in the Ku Klux Klan slogan. This dude is wearing this stuff. Got the Celtic cross on it, which appears in the O. He's a police officer. He's wearing that kind of stuff. Patrolling the streets where black folks are. Yeah. Now, according to the law, though, it's free speech, freedom of speech. He can wear that stuff. It's a simple, non-offensive shirt. You know. Now, granted, you're pretty racist if Jemele Hill can get suspended without pay, by the way, and can call the police slave patrol. Colin Kaepernick threw for 16 touchdowns. I'm going to keep saying this every week. 16 touchdowns, 4 intercepts. Can't get a job. The Ravens signed a dude who quit football to be a realtor. Yeah. But, you know, this dude right here, there's no racism. And you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some freedom of speech. He wore a shirt. He didn't realize what it meant. Yeah, he didn't realize what it meant, and that's it. Oh, but just in case you're not thinking Groundhog Day is not prevalent. I mean, shit. I'm just gonna roll this one out again.
That shit happened again? Oh hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? Your president. Well, I'm guessing the people who were listening to my show probably didn't vote for him, although sometimes some of y'all are listening and try to call me and think you're going to catch me off my square, but I'm not on it. This dude came out Friday openly encouraging police to be tougher with crime subjects as they're being arrested. Let me read what this dude says. He says, "When you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough." I said, "Please, don't be too nice." He also said that there was no need for police to use their hands to protect the heads of individuals under arrest if they are put into the cars. And I quote, "Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody." I said, "You can take the hand away, okay?" Like, basically, when you're pushing them in, if they hit their head, whatever. Now, there's the real criminals that y'all keep arresting. Y'all arrest criminals. Dudes that murder folks and do all kinds of bad shit, but you kill normal citizens. It's just bizarre old backwards shit, but I've gone there, been there, done that. But this is a dude that's openly saying, "Hey, y'all in Baltimore, y'all are not rough enough. You're being too nice." Your president telling the cops, "Hey, y'all are being too nice to black people." Criminals. kind of funny, huh? But it's not funny. Because those are his words. And speaking of which, because he's saying those cops are being way too nice in Baltimore, which is hilarious within itself. There's a new video that came out. I don't know if y'all saw it. It was about this drug bust in January, where the body camera footage from an arrest shows one of the officers hiding drugs at the scene that he was called to. And so, because that called into the credibility of the cops that did it, more than 30 cases involving the three Baltimore police officers who are the subjects of an evidence planning investigation have been dismissed or are set to be dismissed. Baltimore. Y'all too nice in Baltimore, apparently. So nice that they're planting evidence on cam. You have to be all kinds of extra source of dumb to like, oh, that's right, we have a cam. I better turn it off. But this dude, the car cam, he forgot to turn off, and it catches him planting the evidence where he comes back around and goes and finds the evidence that he planted to arrest somebody. So all the cases that they are, you know, that relied on the credibility of those officers being thrown out. So it's a lot of criminals' lucky day. A lot of criminals' lucky day. Which is that bullshit. I'm saying. I'm not going to say that, you know, these dudes probably didn't set up some brothers. But I'm going to guess a lot of the cats that they arrested probably deserve to be in jail. Because, you know, there's the myth, oh, yeah, you know, black folks mistreated by the police. It's not a myth. It's the truth. But then there are some folks who are not fit for human consumption, as I call it. Some of these cats don't need to be out here on the streets because they don't know how to, you know, their hate for that black face in the mirror is really, really strong. Or they just don't give a damn about nothing. They're strung out or whatever, or, you know, just that hate and discord inside them is too great to even consider acting like a decent human being. Anyway, so yeah, now we think about that for a second. Be nice, and these cats, they're planting evidence. I mean, it's Groundhog Day, because planting evidence is kind of what has been happening forever in the day. I mean, nowadays, you don't even have to plant the evidence. We all see it. That's why it's a miracle. A miracle that they got caught and, you know, everything's being thrown out because, you know, and I experienced the black experience when you see the video of the cop beating black dude or killing them, they get off. And on that note, I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I am out, except for if you're watching. Because I got to share something with y'all. Peace, love, and something.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth drama.